So this year we will again emphasize that as disciples of Jesus, we follow him, you know, side by side like we did, and not alone.
那么今年呢，我们有一点改变，同样也是要强调要造就主耶稣基督的门徒，但是今年我们强调的主题是我们要并肩同行，而不是一个人单打独斗。
Reaching out to a friend who doesn't believe is not to be done alone.
我们同样要走出去和别人交友，使他们成为耶稣基督的门徒，但我们不是一个人单干。
This is to be done side by side with other believers in Jesus.
这要求我们和其他同样信靠主耶稣基督的弟兄姐妹一起来完成这件事情。
The image of side by side is Jesus walking on the road along with his disciples, and they are by his side.
我们都知道耶稣基督在世上是在地上的事工，就是并肩同行的，他和他的门徒一起走出去，一起旅行，一起生活。
But they're not only by his side, but they're by each other's side as well as they follow him.
啊，那些门徒不光是和耶稣并行，他们门徒之间也是并肩同行的。
They're following Jesus together.
他们在一起跟踪耶稣基督的脚踪。
Discussing with each other, what did Jesus mean in his teaching?
他们私下里也会一起谈论耶稣主的教导到底是什么意思。
Sharing with each other and deepening in their relationships with one another as they follow Christ.
在他们跟随耶稣基督的过程当中，他们自己互相分享，也彼此增进更深的一层关系。
So we decided to keep December's verses, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7, as the verses of this month as well, to emphasize that we're keeping this theme or this emphasis this year.
所以我们继续把12月份的那个经文继续带到1月份来，让这些经文作为我们今天今年造就门徒的那个重要的经节。
And again, to emphasize that part of our vision that says we are to go or to engage disciples to the Great Commission.
这也是用来鼓励我们要造就门徒走出去。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 9, the larger context, capture the heart of God of how he hopes his people will live together in faith.
我们刚才读的《生命记》第六章第五到第九节。就是抓住了，就总结了神对我们的心意。他们神是如何希望我们能够在信仰当中能够活在一起，能活出信仰来。
He wants his commands to be an integral part of our everyday lives.
他希望他的诫命能够成为我们每天生活当中一个不可缺少的一部分。
And this won't happen unless we are side by side with others who know us, who can encourage us, and who also believe in Jesus and follow him.
要做到这一点，我们必须生活在一起，能够并肩同行，否则的话是做不到这一点的。
Now alone, we are often blind to our own sin.
我们一个人单处的时候，我们往往会对我们没有自知之明，对我们自己的罪，往往不敏感。
Our self-awareness is very lacking.
我们缺乏自知之明。
You and I need other followers of Jesus to teach us and to rebuke us if necessary.When we sin,
无论是你还是我，都需要别人来随时随地的提醒我们，督责我们。当我们犯罪的时候，也要警告我们。
Just like 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17 say,
就像提摩太后书第三章十六到十七节所说的
，says all scriptures God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
经文说，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人等都是有益的，叫属神人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
And if you and I follow Jesus, then we are a servant of God.
如果我们都是耶稣跟随耶稣的，那么我们都是耶稣基督的仆人。
So is there someone in your life who can teach you or rebuke you when you go off the path of following Christ?
所以你希望你的生活当中有人，当你在跟随耶稣时候走偏的时候，有人提醒你、批评你。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 16 says,
哥罗西书三章十六节说，
Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts.
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫， 心被恩感歌颂神。
Now this image of relationships that we see in the church in this verse is the same thing that we see in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 5 through 9.
这几节经文我们所看到的教会，保罗所展现给我们的教会的图像，其实跟我们刚才所读的那个生命记里边所说的一样。
So as we look at our text today in Deuteronomy 6, we'll see that God calls us to be side by side personally, as a family, and then also as the family of God, His church.
神在生命记里面向我们所表现的是，他要求我们在信仰当中能够并肩同行，不光是个人和神之间的关系，也是家庭之间和神的关系，更是教会会众之间和神的关系。
It's not good to be alone.
一个人单处不好。
God calls you and me to be side by side as we follow Him.
神呼召我们跟随耶稣基督并肩同行。
Now Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 5 through 9 are a list of commands to the whole nation of Israel.
生命记六章五到九节是一系列诫命，而这些诫命是神颁布给整个以色列民的。
The Lord is addressing them as a nation of people who walk together and live together and die together.
神对整个以色列民说话，这个以色列民他的百姓要在一起生活，一起工作，甚至一起死亡。
So we're not to understand these commands only directed to us personally.
所以这些诫命不仅仅只是给我们个人。
But also to our families and to our community of faith, the church.
也是给我们家庭的，也是给我们整个会众的。
Especially as we walk side by side and follow Jesus.
特别是在我们和耶稣跟随耶稣并肩同行跟随耶稣的过程当中。
So the first verse, verse 5, is a command that applies to us personally before it can be applied to us as a community.
第一节经文首先是针对我们个人的，当然我们个人做到了以后才能谈到并肩同行。
Verse 5 says, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
六章第五节说，要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
The Lord wants you and me to love Him exclusively.
神要求你和我单单地爱他。
If we love Him with all our heart and soul and strength, that means we have no love left over for anything else.
如果你和我能够单单地爱他，尽心尽力尽意地爱他，那么就意味着我们不可能再爱别的东西。
Exclusive love is the Lord's desire.
单单地爱他是神所要求我们的。
And he knows that when we love him exclusively, then whatever he loves is what we will love.
神知道，当我们能够单单的仰望他、爱他的时候，那么他爱的也就是我们所爱的。
And in this way, you and me as followers of Christ are first and foremost by his side. We are side by side with our Lord Jesus.
所以，在这我们做到这一点，是我们首先必须做到，我们作为信徒要和神并肩同行。
And we follow Jesus through faith. His Spirit indwells us, so that enables us to love others as He loves them.
那么在与神同行的过程当中，神的灵住在我们的身上，我们就有能力活出爱来，能够和弟兄姊妹并肩同行。
So first, we see God calls us to be side by side, personally, with the Lord Jesus.
所以我们首先看到，神首先要求我们能够个人，能够和耶稣基督并肩同行。
And the next verse emphasizes this as well. Verse 6.
第六节也是强调。
It says, These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
Now, in the psychology of the Old Testament, the heart was not the seat of emotions like we think it is.
这里的心呢，和我们现在的理解有点不一样啊。在旧约的词汇当中，这个心作为一个心理词汇呢，它并不是我们今天所想象的那种情感的意思。
It was the seat of the mind, of the intellect.
相反，它所说的是指我们的头脑，我们的理智。
So to be on your hearts here is to be in constant conscious reflection.
所以记在你的心上，也就是说时时刻刻刻在你的头脑里面。
In other words, God's commands are to be committed to memory.
也就是说，神的话要牢牢地铭记在你的心里。
God's commands are to be so familiar to us personally that they are directing our path.
我们要对神的话要如此的熟悉，以至于神的每一句话都时时刻刻在指导我们如何生活。
Our own thoughts will flow through the filter of God's command.
我们自己的心思意念要经过神的话来过滤。
And this applies to us personally.
这对我们每一个人来说都是有用。
So first, God calls us to be side by side personally with the Lord Jesus.
所以神首先要我们个人能够和耶稣基督并肩同行。
Secondly, God calls us to be side by side as a family.
其次，神也要求我们作为一个家庭，也能够一起，能够和神一起并肩同行。
And we see this in verse 7.
那我们在第七节里面就看见了。
Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
第七节说，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
So the first part of this verse commands us to impress God's commands on our children.
所以这节经文头一部分，首先命令我们要将神的话、神的诫命铭刻在儿女的心上。
This image here is of an engraver of a monument where he's taken a hammer and chisel and he's just chiseling and etching away a message, a text into the side of a solid granite slab.
什么叫铭记呢？我们所联想到的一个图案就是图像呢，就是一个工人呢，手拿着一个工匠手拿着一个锤子，另一个手拿着镯子啊，在一块坚硬的那个花岗岩石上在刻东西。
Just think the sheer labor, the painstaking labor of just doing that kind of work.
大家可以想象一下，要把这些经文能够一节一点一点的刻在石头上，所花费的功夫是心血是。多么的大
！It's overwhelming，
简直很难人令一难以令人想象。
It's exhausting，
啊，是非常令人疲倦的。
Right, parents？
啊，作为父母，你们应该知道吧？是不是
？Yeah，it's so exhausting. But once the message is done, it's there forever.
啊，虽然这项工作是令人精疲力尽，但是一旦做成了，那这课上的经文就永远的写在上面了。
And the way the message is made permanent is by constant repetition.
所以要把神的话牢牢地记在我们心里，只有通过反反复复的不断的重复。
So whether sitting at home or traveling,
不光是你是坐在家里也好，在外面走路也好。
Whether lying down at night or rising in the morning for the tasks of the day,
不管是晚上躺下准备睡觉，或者早晨起来准备工作的时候。
The family is to be preoccupied with God's commands and how they apply to everyday life.
整个家庭所要想的头等大事就是神的话如何用在我们一天的生活当中。
Sitting suggests inactivity and walking, of course, activity.
这里所讲到的坐在家里，也就是代表的就是没有活动的时候，安静的时候。当然，行走当然指的是就是我们活动的时候。
So this is an image that encompasses all of human labor and life.
所以这两样就是代表了我们人类整个一天所有的活动和作息。
Likewise, to retire at night to go to sleep and to wake up in the morning and rise. That talks about the fullness of time.
那么同样说晚上要躺下睡觉之前或者早晨起床的时候，这就代表了一天整个所有的时间。
So important are God's commands that they should be at the center of a family's labor and life.
所以神的话是如此的重要，它必须成为我们一个家庭当中生活起居作息安排的中心。
This is why the church board's considering changingthe name that we always refer to as children's ministry to family ministry.
所以我们教会要把原先所说的儿童事工呢，准备改成家庭事工。
Because the ministry is really the whole family is where the opportunities are to make disciples of Christ.
因为神的工作是针对整个家庭，是在家庭里边让造就主耶稣基督的门徒的。
For example, I watched my mother and father.Come to Jesus when I was only 6 years old.
举例来说，我自己小时候在六岁的时候，我亲眼目睹我的父母如何成为主耶稣基督的门徒。
I saw Christ form in them.
我自己看见主耶稣基督的形象慢慢的在他们父母身上慢慢的成型。
I saw the habits of their lives and our family's life change over time.
我看见他们身上的各种各样的习惯。逐渐开始改变。
They started taking us to church.
他们开信主以后开始带我们到教会里面去。
We prayed as a family before we ate.
我们家庭开始在吃饭之前开始祷告。
They waited to make us read the story of Jesus' birth before we opened Christmas presents.
圣诞节的时候，每逢我们要打开圣诞礼物的时候，他首先让我们先读一段耶稣基督诞生的故事。
The times I remember with the most warmth is when they would sit with me and pray with me before I went to sleep.
让我心里面至今难以忘怀，让我心里面感到温暖的时候，是我小时候每次晚上要睡觉之前，我父母跟我们一起祷告，然后睡觉。
Of course, this is when I was smaller.
当然这是我小的时候。
And then we'd often talk about things from the Bible and issues at the church, when we ate together, often as a family.
以后呢，我们在家庭在吃饭的时候呢，常常听起父母也和我们一起谈论圣经上的事情以及教会上的一些问题。
They modeled telling the truth.
他们给我们做了榜样，什么叫讲真话
？Working hard.
怎么叫努力工作
？Caring for others.
怎么叫关怀别人
？But that wasn't all that I caught from them.
这就是我从他们那里所学到的东西。
My father also had a temper that would flare up, especially when he was working on house projects.
但这不光是我从那边学到的东西，我父亲也有不好的一面，也就是说，他有脾气，会发脾气，尤其是在做家庭工程的时候，事情进展的不顺利的时候。
If the project wasn't going well, he would get angry and he would throw things and he'd get frustrated and he'd get really, really negative.
如果家庭的一项工程如果做得不好，他会发火，以至于有的时候扔东西非常生气，人变得非常的负面，消极。
None of us kids wanted to help him ever because we never knew when he would flare up like that.
我们这些孩子都不敢帮他做事情，因为不知道什么时候做，万一做得不好，他就会发起火来。
And I remember deciding very distinctively, I will not be like that.
我记得我小时候那时候就立下心志，我长大以后绝不能像他这样。
Well, I don't have his temper.
显然我现在没有我父亲这样的脾气。
But I do get frustrated and really negative when I'm working on house projects that don't go right.
但是当我们家庭的一些改装工程案都做得不好的时候，我也仍然会像我父亲一样，会感到生气，会感到失望，感到挫败。
Now, let me be clear. My father did not teach me this. I caught it.
但我说我从我父亲那里学的，并不是说我父亲故意教我这里的，我是从那里传来的。
I caught this selfish perspective that if things don't go my way, I have the right to be upset.
我从我父亲学到的这点就是这点自私，也就是说，当事情进展的并不像我们所希望的那样的话，我有权利要发火。
And the truth is, at these times, I do not trust the Lord God is in control of all things.
但是我没有意识到，当我生气、我发火、不满的时候，我没有相信神一直在掌控着整个世界。
And this perspective on life was not taught to me, but I caught it.
所以这些东西并不是父母故意传授给我们，而是我自己从他们那里得来的。
Because I observed it over and over and over again.
因为我一次一遍又一遍不断的从他们的言行上观察到这一点。
You see the opportunities we have as a family to pass things on to our children?
所以大家可以看见，作为一个家庭，我们有很多的机会将我们的东西，不管是好的还是坏的，传给我们的孩子。
Both positively and negatively.
不管是正面的还是负面的。
God calls us to be side by side in Christ as a family.
所以神呼召我们作为一个家庭也一起和耶稣基督同行，并肩同行。
That starts with mom, dad, and grandparents.
首先从父亲、母亲和爷爷奶奶开始。
Because they have a powerful influence over their children.
因为他们对他们孩子下一辈的影响是非常大的。
Let's take the fraction1/168.
我们首先来看一个分数，168/1。
To try to grasp how tiny this number is, try taking a pie and cutting it into 168 pieces equally.
大家知道这个数字是多小吗？大家可以想象一下，一个饼一个，把它割成，把它分成168等份。
I think we'd have to cut more pieces if we tried to share one pie together today.
我们今天如果要把那些饼要每个人都一份的话，我们也许要切割的份要超过168份。
168 stands for the number of hours in one week.
168代表的是一个星期我们所有的钟点个数。
And the number one stands for the average amount of time a child receives in discipleship per week.
那么一代表的是每一个孩子平均每小时所受到门徒训练的所花的时间。
This figure comes from 30 minutes of teaching that they receive in a class and 30 minutes of teaching that they receive maybe from a youth pastor or a fellowship leader.
啊，这里其中三十分钟大概是从正规的课程训练，另外三十分钟呢是从那个青年事工的牧师啊那里得到的造就训练。
Now, if this is all the spiritual influence a child receives per week, it is not enough.
如果这就是一个孩子每星期所得到所有的属灵的培养的锻炼的话，那是不够的。
This is why God is commanding that we are side by side as a family in Christ.
所以神要求我们作为一个家庭能够首先在一起和耶稣基督一起同行。
The family is where Christ has the opportunity to form in the hearts and minds of each family member.
因为正是通过家庭，神才有机会塑造我们每一个人的心思意念。
When was the last time that you apologized to one of your family members?
大家问一下自己，上一次你和你家庭成员里面道歉是什么时候？
When was the last time you apologized to your child or your grandchild for doing something that you did was wrong?
上一次你因为你做错的事情向你的孩子或者是向你的子女或者是孙子孙女道歉是什么时候？
This models humility.
这就是谦卑的榜样。
Have you ever prayed together as a family?
作为一个家庭，你们有没有在一起祷告？
Prayed for each other.
有没有为各自祷告？为彼此之间为祷告？
This models trust and dependence in the Lord God.
这就是信靠、信赖神的榜样。
You see the decisions we make.
所以我们做的每一个决策。
What we choose to do.
我们要做什么？
How we spend our money.
我们花如何花钱？
The things that we take time to read and watch.
我们花时间去阅读或者是看的东西。
And especially the way we talk to each other.
尤其是我们和别人交谈的内容。
Can all impress the commands of God on our children.
都可以将神的诫命铭刻在孩子的心里面。
Or do just the opposite.
或者做的是恰恰相反。
God calls us to be side by side personally and as a family.
所以神首先要我们个人和神一起同行，同时也要求我们作为一个家庭和神一起并肩同行。
And he also calls us as a family of God, his church.
除此之外呢，神也要求我们所有的会众作为一个神的大家庭，一个教会和神并肩同行。
Verses 8 and 9 point to this.
啊，第六章第八到第九节是这样说。
It says, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
第八节第九节这样说，也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Now we must remember that these commands were for the whole nation of Israel.
大家记住，这些诫命是颁布给整个以色列民的。
And the commands in these two verses were meant to be metaphorical.
当然，这经文上所说的话是一种形容比喻的说法。
I mean, our foreheads are often the first thing that we see of the other person or people see of us.
我们的额头是我们看见别人的时候首先看见的地方。
And our hands are what we usually see the most of ourselves, right?
我们的手是我们看自己的时候经常看见的地方。
The door frames represent homes, and the gates represent the villages that the Israelites lived in.
啊，门框是我们每个人的家庭，代表我们家庭。那么城门呢，就代表整个以色列所居住的村落。
Now, if you think about it, it's physically impractical to think that you could wear something between your eyes and also connected to your hands and still work or do anything practical.
当然，如果我们真要按字面的意义来理解，把这些经文戴在额头之间，戴在手上，那我们一天就没法干活了，对吧？不可能做到。
So verses 8 and 9 mean that the commands of God were to be so much a part of a person's identity.
但这些经文向我们要表示的意思呢，就是说神的诫命要成为我们一个身份当中非常非常重要和明显的一部分。
It'd be so obvious that it's obvious to the others around them that they worship the Lord God Almighty.
以至于别人一看我们就知道我们是敬拜神的人。
These commands were meant to emphasize just how important it was for the Israelites to see themselves as responsible to obey the commands, but also to remind each other of those commands.
这些经文也要求以色列民 要让他们知道他们有责任，不光是他们自己要守神的诫命，也要互相提醒，互相督责，要一起守神的诫命。
And this is how a community operates living side by side in Christ.
这就是一个社团，一群人居住在一起的时候是如何同耶稣基督一起同行。
And this is the picture of living side by side as God's family, His church.
这也是神要求我们在神的家庭里面，在教会里面如何与神同行的一个图画。
And this is discipleship.
这就是门徒造就。
But discipleship has been misunderstood to mean like taking a course or memorizing scriptures or reading books only.
很长时间，门徒造就被误认为仅仅是上一些课、读一些经文或者记一些经文。
This is not what Jesus modeled.
但这不是耶稣给我们树立的榜样。
He lived and walked and traveled with his disciples.
他和他的耶稣基督和他的门徒一起生活，一起行走，一起跋山涉水。
And they were side by side.
他们并肩同行。
And he ate with them.
他和他们一起同吃。
He laughed with them.
和他们一起笑。
They shared their bad jokes together.
他们一起开一些玩笑。
He met their families and their children.
耶稣基督也亲自的到他们每个人家庭里面去探访。
Jesus became an integral part of each of their lives.
耶稣成了这些门徒当中生活当中所不可或缺的一部分。
And discipleship is following Jesus and his teaching. While in close relationship with each other, who others that are following Jesus.
也就是说，门徒造就就是在门徒之间互相建立非常亲密的关系，一起同行跟随耶稣基督。
Now, close relationship means being able to share it at the heart level, with someone else, and not in the sense feeling the need to have to cover up something we're ashamed of.
什么叫亲密的关系呢？也就是说你和弟兄姐妹之间的能够彼此谈心，彼此交心，能够讲知心话，而不用伪装。
Being able to share our joys,
我们的喜乐我们可以分享。
Our fears,
我们的担心害怕可以分享。
Our the things that we hope for,
我们的希望我们可以分享。
Confessing our sins and our failures,
我们的所犯的罪，我们的失败也可以分享。
Do you have someone like that in your life?
你在你的生活当中有这样的知心朋友吗？
If you don't,Then you are alone.
如果你没有，那说明你一个人在孤单而行。
You're not truly side by side with others in Christ.
你并没有和其他弟兄姊妹一起并肩同行，跟随耶稣基督。
But when we are, we truly experience discipleship as it was meant to be.
但是，一旦我们能够并肩和其他弟兄姊妹一起并肩同行，跟随耶稣基督的话，我们就能够真正的经历到什么是门徒造就。
Being a disciple is following Christ.With other disciples side by side.
也就是和其他耶稣基督的门徒一起和耶稣基督同行，这就是门徒造就。
Nathan, why don't you come up and share a little bit more about this?
Nathan, 我们下面用 Nathan 到这里来和大家一起见证啊，分享他的经历。
I've been involved in a discipleship program or relationship of some kind for the last 12 years.
12年以来我一直在参加入一个门徒造就的一个节目。
And it has been such a big part of my life that I would like to share with you about what my experience has been in discipleship and how it... Okay, go ahead, sure.
它成了我生活当中那么重要的一部分，所以我现在巴不得和大家一起分享。
And how it continues to mold my faith.
这个门徒造就的过程是怎样培养，让我一步步走过来，怎样继续的让我在信仰当中成长。
As many of you know, I am Nathan Liu.
很多人大家认识我，我叫 Nathan Liu.
If you don't know me, you might know my parents, David and Celia Liu.
你如果你不认识我，但是我的父母也许你认识，我的父亲 David， 我的母亲叫 Celia Liu.
And if you don't know them either, hello.
如果你连他们也不认识，那我就说你好。
I am currently a seminary student as well as the English ministry intern here at CCCS.
我现在是一个神学院的学生，现在在美德教会的英语事工里边实习。
And I'm planning to go into full-time ministry after I graduate.
我毕业以后准备做进入全日事工。
So you might be asking yourself, how did Nathan become such a great man of God?
你会也许会问 ，Nathan 怎么会成为一个如此的神的属神的伟人呢
Of course, there are many factors that go into this.
当然有很多因素会影响到这个，影响到我这个决策。
But a big part of this has been discipleship.
其中最重要的一部分就是门徒造就。
Especially over the last 7 years since Pastor Jeff has been discipled.
尤其是过去的七年，当我自从我认识那个 Jeff 牧师以后。
But my story of discipleship begins even before that.
但是我的那个门徒造就过程比这还要长，是。
12 years ago, I started my discipleship journey when I became a youth leader my junior in high school.
12年以前，当我还是高中生高中里面三四年级的时候，我就开始作为那个青年事工的领袖。那个时候开始，门徒造就就开始了。
I was meeting up with Pastor Jeff biweekly or every other week, or Pastor Ian every other week.
那个时候呢，我们约定每隔一个星期和马伊亚牧师一起那个专门。进行门徒训练，门徒培训。
And we would be going through a book or a passage in the Bible.
那个门徒内容呢，就是读一本书，或者是讨论几节圣经的经文。
After many years, I still remember many of those lessons.
很多年以后，我仍然能够记住那些门徒训练的过程。
One of those books that we read together was called The Celebration of Discipline.
其中一本书我读过的，它的书名叫做《庆祝 Discipline》。
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is actually one of the books I'm required to read this semester at seminary.
这本书也恰恰是我这个神学院所必读的一本书。
Pastor Ian obviously had very high expectations of our youth leaders.
马伊亚牧师对我青年牧者的青年领袖那个事工领袖的要求是非常高的。
Although I grew a lot through these books and through these teachings,
虽然我通过读这些书这些教导，我得到了很多的造就。
What I remember the most was the time I spent with my brothers during these discipleship meetings.
那我记印象最深的是还是和我的弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，一起进行门徒造就。
Even as a high school student, I understood that building these relationships and experiencing life was the most important thing of discipleship.
就是即使在我还仍然是高中生的时候，我已经意识到弟兄姐妹之间能够在一起，能够有很亲密的关系，那是门徒造信仰。成长当中是一个非常重要的一部分。
In my college years, I began to meet up with Pastor Jeff.
我读大学的时候，我开始和 Jeff 牧师经常会面。
And we continue to meet today.
一直到今天。
We have also gone through some books and passages.
那么我们在和 Pastor 我和 Pastor Jeff 在一起的门徒造就的时候，也要读一些书，一些经文。
But again, what I remember the most was the time that we spent together sharing about life.
但是我记得最深的仍然是我和 Jeff 牧师一起共同分享我们生活当中的经验。
Like many college students, I struggle with trying to figure out where I fit in life.
就和其他很多大学生一样，我有很长的时间在挣扎的在想我自己在世界上到底处于什么样的位置。
And what I wanted to do with my life.
我一生当中到底要做什么。
Around the same time, I began serving as a counselor at a youth group.
在那个时候呢，我已经开始做年轻青年事工里边的心理辅导。
Even taking on disciples myself.
甚至自己也去培训给别人造就门徒。
My time with Jeff was not only a time of growing in knowledge.
我和杰夫牧师在一起的时间，并不仅仅是在知识上长进。
But a time where two brothers could sit down and share about the struggles and joys of life and ministry.
也是。两个信靠耶稣的弟兄之间能够互相分享他们在服侍耶稣基督的时候的各种各样的喜乐和失败。
After I graduated from college, I began working.
大学毕业以后我就工作了。
But I also began to think about leaving the workforce for various reasons to pursue full-time ministry.
但那时候我就开始想，我可能要离开职场。由于各种各样的原因要离开职场能够进入全日侍奉。
Serving God was what I was most passionate about.
服侍主是我一生当中最大的热情。
But it was difficult to understand where God was truly leading me.
但是我也不明白神到底要我在一生当中给我什么样的安排。
Seeking the guidance from Pastor Jeff as well as our time in prayer helped me figure out where God was calling me in His kingdom.
所以我和Jeff 牧师在一起就是我寻求他的那个指导引导，也和他在一起祷告，通过这些过程我逐渐的明白神到底给我有什么样的呼召。
I soon resigned and started my seminary education and eventually my internship here at CCCS.
所以不久以后我就辞了职，去读神学院，然后一直到现在，我到了美德教会做那个实习。
This next stage in life had a whole new list of challenges.
这个人生当中的这个过程有很多的挑战。
One of which was leading the youth ministry after Pastor Ian left for the United Kingdom.
其中最大的一个挑战就是马伊亚牧师走了以后，我被呼召到这个岗位上去，来服侍那个青年事工。
Again, my time of discipleship with Jeff was fundamental in my development as a servant in this church.
同样，我和杰夫牧师在一起的那段门徒造就的时间，起到了非常关键的作用。
As well as my own personal spiritual growth.
也对我自己个人属灵方面的成长也是非常至关重要。
When significant or even insignificant things in my life happen, I would often think, I can share this with Jeff next time we meet.
Okay. 每当我生活当中遇到一些有意义的或者不起眼的事情，不管是什么，我都会想，哎，下次我跟他见面的时候，门徒造就的时候，我可以跟他分享。
It didn't matter what I faced, whether it was my career.
不管我到底遇到了什么困难，或者我的职业生涯当中遇到了什么样的情景。
With school.
或者是学校里面到底遇到什么样的事情。
Family.
或者家庭里面。
Relationships.
或者跟别人的人际关系上面。
Finances.
或者我的财务上面。
Or serving here at CCCS.
或甚至是在那个美德教会服事的事工方面。
Discipleship was applicable to all.
门徒造就对所有这些方面都适用。
I have to confess that oftentimes I didn't and still don't often look forward to our discipleship meetings.
但是呢，我也得向他坦白，有很多时候我并不是非常想去和Jeff牧师去见面，做门徒造就。
I'm busy enough as it is.
因为我已经非常忙了。And
this only consumes more of my time.
要去和他见面再去分享的话，还要耽误我很多时间。But
I can testify to this.
但是我可以作证的是，
I've always walked away from a discipleship meeting feeling more encouraged, challenged, and changed.
每次和杰夫牧师见面，门徒造就以后，我都觉得我自己受到极大的鼓励，也受到了极大的挑战，也得到了很大的改变。
In the same light, I believe that I have been a source of encouragement, challenge, and change for Jeff as well.
同样，我相信我也成为杰夫牧师的鼓励和挑战和改变的源泉。
But you'll have to ask him if that's true.
但是不是这样，你去问他。
As our time here, as our theme this year is side by side.
我们今年教会的主题是并肩同行。
I hope that my experience of walking side by side with Jeff and others has spurred you to seek deeper relationships.
我希望我刚才的分享见证能够鼓励大家，也能够寻求你的知心朋友一起和主耶稣基督一起并肩同行。
Deeper relationships with our fellow brothers and sisters.
不光是和我们弟兄姊妹之间建立更深的关系。
As well as with Christ.
也是和主耶稣基督自己建立更深的关系。
So that we can all grow together in our faith through discipleship.
所以我们能够在信仰当中能够一起成长。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you, Nathan.
谢谢Nathan。
You are a source of encouragement, challenge, and change to me as well.
我得承认，你的确是给了我很多的鼓励，也给了我很多的挑战，也是给了我很多改变的源泉。
It works both ways.
这是双向的。
We spur each other on.
我们互相鼓励，互相激励。
So being a disciple of Jesus and making disciples of Christ is not about programs or methods.
所以门徒造就，这训练门徒，并不仅仅是一些节目，一些简单的节目和课程。
It's all about relationships.
最重要的是关系，建立关系。
First, our relationship with the Lord Jesus Himself.
首先是我们个人和我们的主耶稣基督之间的关系。
And second, about our relationships with each other in the body of Christ.
第二就是我们和在耶稣基督的肢体里边建立和主耶稣基督的关系。
And then, side by side, as disciples of Christ, through the relationships that we have with others who don't know Christ, we can work together and help them come to Christ.
最后就是我们通过建立和那些还尚未信靠、尚未认识主耶稣基督的人交朋友，和他们一起建立亲密的关系，分享主耶稣基督，一起来到主耶稣基督面前。
This is what we're going to emphasize this year.
这就是我们今年所要强调的主题。
So stay after the service today for our next meeting, the annual meeting, and you'll learn more about what our plans are for 2016.
所以礼拜结束以后，希望大家能够仍然待在这里，能够看在我们的年会里边，大家可以知道更多的有关情形。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, as your word says, we fall far short of your glory.
神啊, 正像你所说的, 我们亏缺了你的荣耀。
We are sinners in need of your grace.
我们是一群不配的罪人, 需要你的恩典。
We are rebellious in heart, and our sinful natures continue to fight us and cause us to sin.
我们内心里边那些悖逆的心情仍然让我们
But Lord, we thank you and praise you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior.
但是神啊, 我们感谢你, 你差派你的儿子主耶稣基督成了我们的救主。
Because in him we are redeemed.
因为有了他, 靠了他, 我们得赎。
We can choose to do what is right.
我们可以有能力, 能够做正确的事情。
And we bring you glory in doing so.
我们在做这些好事的时候, 能够给你带来荣耀。
Holy Spirit, we ask that you would fill us now as your church and enable us to bring you glory.
圣灵, 我们求你这时候充满我们, 充满教会, 让我们能够为你做见证。
And to see this, your church, grow and explode because we make disciples of Christ.
能够让我们的教会, 能够今年能够大大的成长, 让我们在一起, 在和耶稣基督的, 关系当中能够大大的成长。
And this being for your glory and not our own.
这是你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
This year, sin is side by side.